upon his shoulder, and his name would be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Why do I need to know that? Because Isaiah knew that we were in a dilemma. We couldn't save ourselves. We were sinking deep in sin. There was some depression and some discouragement. Folk that was in a place in their life where there was a lot of uncertainty. But God was about to birth something into this world. Oh, somebody that was going to take away the sins of the world. I want you to know something. Even in the birthing place where God spoke this reality through the prophet Isaiah, I want you to know something, that there shall be, he said, a son that is born for all of us. I'm going to pause right there and stop right there, because sometimes if our minds are wrong, if our spirits are wrong, sometimes we can get gifts and we'll give it to folk, and sometimes the gift is to make other folk feel bad because you wonder why I didn't get anything. Or can I talk? Can I preach it like I feel it? Yeah, you got to watch this time of the year, because the devil gets busy trying to make somebody feel bad, trying to overlook somebody. But I'm glad Isaiah said that to all people, there's a Savior born. You can't take it by yourself. He's not just for me. Ago, our Savior was born, and the prophecy was fulfilled. Yeah, don't get impatient or try to take control of what God is doing in your life. Just be patient, because He has a great blessing in store for you. Yeah, I want to speak prophetically. You've been catching Him all year long. But your birthing place is right around the corner. You just stand still and wait on the Lord. Stop fighting your battles on your own. There's a Savior that was born over 2,000 years that can fight all of your battles. Some of us don't even have the energy to come to church on Sunday morning. We done ran out of energy. You know why you run out of energy? Because we're holding on to stuff that we're going to let go. And see, if you're holding on to stuff, it's ranging after a while. And some of us think we got some health issues. But I stopped by outside this morning to let you know it may not be a health issue. It may get you too full of stuff. And God has said, before I throw something new in you, you got to get rid of some old stuff. Lord, I pray you. You said, that's what you got to do. You got to let some stuff go. So that when I put you in your birthday place, they roll up the garage door, and they got 40 years of stuff packed up in there. Can't get a car in there. They're using it as a storage building. See, in order for something new to get in there, you got to make room. You got to make room for something new. You got to clear out some stuff in order to receive something new. In the birthing place, God said, I got it for you. I know what you've been dealing with all year. So I know what you're doing. Let me tell you something. It's more than saying my day is coming. God is saying, clear out some stuff so that I can do what I need to do. Your blessing won't be no different than this year. It won't be no different than last month or last year if you don't clean out some stuff. Can I get a witness here? Make room for what God is about to do God. The greater the test, the bigger the blessing. Can I get a witness? Let me hurry up because the Bible says that Mary brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes because there was no room in the inn. Had they made room for Jesus, things I believe in my mind's eye would have been different in the inn. Had they just made room for Jesus. See, when God is getting ready to birth something, you got to receive it by faith. You got to get in a birth position. Lord knows, even though you got pain and ups and downs, but you got to get in that birth position. Because you know that God is about to do something in your life. Can I get a witness here? You see, it's time not for the mediocre church. And yeah, it's time not for us to be just going through the motions and not getting nowhere. You ought to want God to move in your life in a mighty way. You ought to want different. Come on, somebody. You ought to want different than you had in 2016. And the God I serve, you can't life, and God will do the work in you. They ain't mentioned a God that mind shut off and showing up. That's why the birthing place is not a comfortable place. It's not a comfortable place because God don't want you to be there alone. Just enough time for you to do what he wants to do. Please notice that the Bible declares that when Jesus was born, There was shepherds watching over their flock by night. No one was paying the shepherds no attention. Can you imagine that they were a little discouraged and depressed because they're all out in the field watching over their flock by night. But when Jesus was born, the angels appeared to the shepherd and said, "I got some good news for you. Unto you might have been neglected, but unto you." Nobody brought you to Christmas dinner, but unto you. Nobody called you up and said Merry Christmas, but unto you. Nobody act as if they love you. You're in a place by yourself. Sometimes you feel all alone, but unto you this day. Oh my God, I cannot stop for a moment. I gotta let you go. Can I stop? You and I, like I said the last Sunday, but you and I gotta stop wanting folk to do what only Jesus can do. Somebody with me.
Yes, sir.
See, we're spending too much time trying to make Jesus, trying to make folk be like Jesus.
Say that.
They ain't the one Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And everybody else that pretends to be.
Uh-huh.
See, you gotta watch that. I said yesterday in Bible study, just let your fruit.
Yeah.
Let all men see your good works. And glorify the Father.
Yeah.
But when I heard to a close, they said unto the shepherds, unto you this day, in the city of David, a child is born. But I love the fact that they began to sing glorious songs. They told the shepherd, they said, "You shall find him wrapped in swaddling clothes." They went to see the baby Jesus who was lying in a manger. And when they got back, they were filled with joy, filled with peace, filled with certainty. Let me tell you something, the birthing place of your life and my life. You may wake up every morning thinking, "God, I feel so discouraged today. I feel so bad today. I don't have any joy today." But when you know who the Savior is, just because of baby Jesus, he'll bring peace in the midst of confusion. Have you ever tried today? When you wake up and you're all confused, don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. knowing that he promised you that he will take care of you. Am I right about it? Anybody ever tried the master today? Anybody know that he will take care of you? It doesn't matter what the devil says. God will. He will see about this. Am I right about it? Even when it looks like God has forgotten about this.
Everybody can't help your dream. If you don't believe that, you can't help that dream.